budget transfer info. Sorry. You have the budget transfer info for the next one. It's public safety and finance.
Jeff,
nothing. I'll call the special meeting of public safety and finance.
Microphone.
I have it in front of me, Chris, too. This is what is listed as number 13 in your resolutions. At Public Safety and Finance, we talked about awarding the RFP for assigned council administrator. This is the financial side to cover it because there is a separate assigned council budget, but it does not have enough funding to be able to cover this transition. So it's a contingency fund transfer of $90,000. To fund essentially a little more than half the year. The price is approximately $150,000 for the assigned council administrator portion, but we will also be receiving state funding and from ILS. So we in this resolution would also recommend appropriating $71,250 in revenue to that budget. So that will get that budget right so that if you folks approve the assigned council administrator part, we'll have that within its separate budget to be able to process payments.
Jack, does this depend on service or is it a, does this depend on service or is it?
It's a flat amount proposed per year. As discussed at public safety and finance, it is at least one full-time equivalent, but it's more like a half-time attorney and a full-time paralegal. If we tried to bring it in-house, which we have real concerns that we'd be able to recruit and retain for something like that, while this is more than candidly I expected closer to 100, 120. It's still after talking with you know, our internal team, we'd like to give it a shot because number one, once you add fringe, we're going to be spending more than that if we hire people for it. And number two, I have a serious concern that we'd be able to retain an attorney to process this and find one senior and experienced enough to know what to do, how to assign cases.
Yeah, I just wanted the rest of the legislators to understand that.
Yep.
The one shot.
Did we, sorry.
Yeah, it's my understanding that the person who has been or persons auditing these claims as they come in has saved the county substantial money. Are we going to need somebody to kind of like oversee or that double check on this to make sure that there's not claims going through that shouldn't be paid?
Well, so that is, Jen can talk to essentially process, but in talking with, you know, Jen and Sean Sorrow and others who are aware of the firm that is proposed, especially the paralegal there, is very experienced. So we feel that like the Rochelle, who has been responsible for auditing these claims, they actually used to work together in the same law firm. And so, yeah, it seems like there's a very good track record. So I would say we have good confidence going in.
I reached out to him already and spoke to them and kind of, you know, left the open door policy of, you know, if you have questions or whatever, but we intend to meet. And there's a lot of just front end organization that if they do, it will save in the end. So if they can continue what we've started, can't guarantee there's not much oversight, but I'll pass the information along and we'll see what we have in a year.
Yeah, I'd like to see the same quality of service that we've been getting through.
Yeah, fingers crossed. He's the gentleman that's taking it is the public defender in Yates County. So that's a good reassurance. He understands how it works and the flow system, and that's a big part of it. So we'll see.
Okay, thank you.
Is there a requirement that we reach out to multiple different law firms?
We've put an RFP out.
We had an RFP out.
And was this the only?
Yes.
There was only one response. Okay.
Yep.
Go ahead, Jane.
I'm supportive of this, but my question is, do we receive any sort of exclusivity based on they can hire many other counties to hand their attendance?
We didn't have any exclusivity in there. I would again, it's something we can watch, but being a
it's more of a function of location. So he's the PD up there. He's in private practice and he's going to do this. You really couldn't take on other ones.
So the size is enough.
He has, besides the paralegal that Rochelle and I worked with, I did ask him, because you can't just have one person. That person goes on vacation. He has two other office staff that are going to be backup and cross-trained. So I didn't get a sense he was going to take anything else. And I don't know anybody else that's looking for assigned counsel. Ours was one of the last ones that didn't have a separate entity doing it because we couldn't find anybody.
But we would certainly, but if there were concerns about bandwidth, we would hear them very quickly. The assigned counsel administrator program used to report to historically our office. And if there were any concerns, the courts are pretty quick to reach out and let us know.
And we still have our contacts at ILS who would let us know that there was an issue, I think, at the state. So there's a couple checks and balances there.
I would say our confidence level is about as high as it could be going into something pretty new. I mean, we've had this structure before, but in terms of this specific vendor, I'd say our confidence is high.
Is there any other questions? Do we have a motion?
A motion.
Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Carries. All right. There's nothing else. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye. Aye.